Tech Talk with Jess Kelly. This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll look at the highlights from the iPhone 16 launch. We'll find out more about Sky's new mobile network offering. And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so by dropping me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. Now, there has been plenty of talk this week about Apple, from the iPhone 16 launch to the tax bill, casual little $13 billion just hanging around there. And we're going to come to all of it in just a few minutes' time. But alongside the talk of Apple and their tax bills, there was also an exciting announcement earlier in the week from Sky. The company has confirmed that it is launching Sky Mobile in Ireland. And Aideen Chambers, who's the director of Sky Mobile, is with me now. Aideen, thank you so much for your time. Can you just introduce us to what this offering entails?
I can, Jess, and thanks a million for having me. So, really big week for us here in Sky this week with the launch of Sky Mobile on Tuesday. It's something we've been working on now for quite some time, so really excited to get it into market. In terms of what Sky Mobile is offering for customers, I would say it is has absolutely got fairness, flexibility and transparency at its core. We really have designed this offering around our customers and what we're hearing from customers about what they want from a mobile network. And ultimately, I suppose, what really differentiates our offer versus what is out there in the market is the ability for customers to pick and choose and to mix and match what they want. So, for example, we have two airtime offers, both of which include unlimited calls and texts to any network. You can roam like home with that plan in Europe and in the UK. They're both have 4G calling included as standard. But the difference between them is one is an unlimited data plan and the other is a 10 gig plan. And the reason for that, and I should say the price of the unlimited is a special introductory price of 15 euros per month, and that is for life. And then the 10 gig plan is 10 euro. And the reason we have two offers is because while most of our customers tell us that what they want from a mobile offering is unlimited data, we know that there are also some customers out there who don't want or who don't need unlimited data. So it's very important for us to service those two types of customers. Hence, we have an offering from as low as 10 euro. We also are offering handsets, but again, up to the customer to decide whether they want to take a handset or not. And then if they do take a handset from us, how they want to pay for that. So if a customer does decide that they want to take a handset from us, we do it, I suppose, in a way that's quite different to the norm in the Irish market. So you can either pay for your handset fully up front if you want, and that's great. Or you can take out a separate contract for a handset. And we use something called a credit sales agreement, which is how we operate with our glass products today. And that's where you take out, you pay for your handset over either 24 months or 36 months. And it's entirely up to you which payment period you choose. And it's the same price, regardless of if you pay for it upfront today, or if you pay for it in 24 months, or if you pay for it over 36 months. So 0% APR. It's just about what works for the customer. But the real, I suppose, nifty or thing about the way, again, we're offering devices is that once that CSA is paid off, so once you have come to the end of your 24 months or your 36 months period, that just automatically rolls off your bill. So your device is fully paid for at that stage, and the only thing that's left in your bill is any airtime plan that you have with us at that time. So it's a real opportunity for customers to, as I said, mix and match. So you can take, you know, airtime only plan, you can take a device only plan, you can combine them together, and then you can decide how you want to pay over what period of time you want to pay for your device. So really has that flexibility and I think simplicity at the heart of what we're offering.
You mentioned that the 15 euros an introductory offer, is that likely to go up? And is it similar to what other digital mobile networks did, which was offer a very competitive price to try and get that initial cohort in? And once you're on that plan, that's it for life unless you cancel or change. But the price may go up over time.
I suppose just what I'd say is we have been working on this proposition for a long time. And if you see what we're bringing to market, it's really is a full service offering, you know. So this has got got fantastic offers. It's, you can take an airtime or you can take a device plan from us. There's lots of additional benefits that we can go into in some more detail. But so we are making a significant investment here in the Irish mobile market, and I think we are really reacting to what customers want from a mobile service. When it comes to price, I think, you know, it's, we're really excited to launch this week, and that's reflected in, you know, it is a 15 euro price for life introductory offer, including all of the bells and whistles that I talked about earlier on. But in terms of kind of our future plans around price, I think, you know, that's always up for discussion. And once we see how this launch goes, but we're very confident, I suppose, about our future plans and our commitment to the mobile market in Ireland.
Mm. People will know the Sky brand. You've got a very large footprint here in Ireland, synonymous with TV. Obviously, the glass launch has gone down incredibly well. Why now with the mobile offering? What made this the right time? Because you could have gone at any stage over the last number of years. So why right now?
I think there's a couple of things. So first of all, I think you're right in terms of we've had some amazing launches in the last, you know, 12, 24 month period. We've certainly been going on a big strategic journey in terms of, you know, moving much more towards an IP business for TV. But when I come to talk to mobile specifically, the number one reason why we're launching a mobile service is because actually our customers are asking for us, They are, you know, we often get feedback from our agents here who talk to our customers all the time, and they tell us that our customers are looking for mobile. I guess, you know, if you take that kind of household approach, customers are thinking about, you know, from their TV to their broadband, it's a very natural evolution that they would also want to look for mobile service from us. They see the Sky brand and everything that it stands for in terms of innovation, experience, you know, customer service. And they're looking to see, well, if that's the kind of experience I get with my TV and broadband today, well, why can't I get it from mobile as well? And the reason, I suppose, why now is because this is the right time for us. As I said, if you look at what we're bringing to market, it's not this is not a very light touch, very thin layer of a service. We are bringing a full service offering, and even actually some of the initial feedback from customers has been around things they didn't expect. So the absolute control over your account, the ability to set, you know, spend limits on your account to make sure that you'd never ever go over what it is that you want to spend. The ability to have, you know, 7 SIMs on one account and manage your account, you know, between all of your family members. We have a reward model called Piggy Bank, where customers can use shared data and allocate that back out to, again, all of the SIMs on their account and use it for things like rewards, like be that a cup of coffee or a flight or a discount off a device. So there's lots of, I suppose, what you'd nearly call surprise and delight opportunities within the proposition as well.
Mm. And I think that approach does come from the experience of Sky, having dealt with TV customers, broadband customers over a while. You do understand, I suppose, customers don't want to have 17 different bills coming out for 17 different operators. If it can be streamlined, that makes sense. How does this work then in terms of billing? So if I'm a Sky broadband customer, can it be tacked on to that bill, or is it a separate bill?
Yeah, no, it kind of depends on the individual product setup. So in some circumstances, it can be in the same account. It'll always be a separate bill, and it's just about how the account can be set up. But I think what customers are really, the feedback that we're getting is, yes, while there's a management opportunity, it's also Sky is a company that they've got a great experience and a great service from. And that's really why they want to talk to us about mobile as well, because they know that if it's a Sky product, that it's going to work really well.
Mm. In terms of the infrastructure, what network is the Sky Mobile offering operating from? And is it a case that customers will get the full benefits of the network on which you're operating?
So we are operating on the Vodafone network from a radio point of view. So in terms of coverage, you'd expect the same coverage stats as you would on that network. However, it's the Vodafone network combined with our own Sky core network. Now, what that means to the uninitiated is it really is the best of both. So that allows allows us to really control the experience for customers in terms of whether that's, you know, how we manage and monitor the network to the kind of services that we offer to customers. And that's why if you look at what we have included in our proposition is, you know, Wi-Fi calling, 4G calling, device dependent and all of that. But there's it really allows us to control the full experience for customers, something that we may not be able to do if we were just a very light touch MVNO on another network.
And in terms of the customer service, a lot of the digital mobile networks, they don't have a physical store presence. I know that there are Skyglass pop-ups, you know, every now and then. Is it a case that the interactions with Sky will be online and on the phone, or is there a store option?
No, there is a store option as well. So we have a number of flagship stores that we opened around the launch of Glass. So we've got some beautiful stores in the likes of Dundrum and Blanchardstown, Mahon Point. And we also have a number then of what we call, I think what you're referring to there is the mid-mall stores. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'll be able to access Sky Mobile in all of those retail outlets.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, as I said, it was one of the exciting announcements in a busy week for tech. We do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Aideen Chambers.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, so that is Ireland's 11th mobile operator now available. If you haven't already made the move to a digital mobile network, I would highly encourage it. The likes of Sky Mobile, GoMo, Clear Mobile, 48, there is so much value to be had. You just need to read the terms and conditions and see where the compromises are along the way. As I've mentioned before on this program, a lot of the retailers, the digital mobile networks, don't actually have physical stores. So a lot of the customer service is taking place online. But as Aideen said, Sky Mobile have the physical presence. But I'd love to know what you think. Have you made the move? How much money have you saved if you have made the move? Drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. Right, we've put it off for as long as we can. When we come back here on News Talk, we will talk about all things Apple.